all of that workman's comp and unemployment insurance. What about that? That's what's going on these days. You work at home, and your boss has still got to pick up that insurance. And I'm going to be shooting for that. So, yeah, we're selling our house. Yeah, we bought another big house. And it's only been 26 years down the road coming.
And now, here's Phil.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800. Keep that music playing there, Tony. Like I said, that's it, baby. You don't have to dump out of it too fast. 1-800, now kill it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, good evening. Playboy magazine has the top 100 playmates of the last 100 years in an issue, a collector's edition, January 2000. Newly released, Mike, I think, newly on the newsstands, on the magazine racks around America. These are the top 100 playmates of the last 100 years. And I say this because I've never been a Playboy reader or a Playboy aficionado. Is that because I don't like naked women? No, that's not because of that. Playboy is a magazine that's had a lot of articles, generally, I've not been interested in. And pictures that I've not been interested in either. Does that make me some kind of a fag? No, I don't think it does. What it makes me is a guy who, I gotta have some reality. I don't know what, maybe you're like me. I need to have some connection to the real world. In other words, the women that I see or that I may fantasize over, they need to look like women that resemble something in my everyday life. There's nothing that's ever been in the pages of Playboy that even remotely resembles anything in my everyday life. Whether or not Hugh Hefner wants to believe that they're the girls next door, that notwithstanding, I ain't never seen anything in my life that looks anything like any woman that's ever been in Playboy, period. Is that good or bad? Well, it's neither. It's the way it is. And frankly, I've seen plenty of beautiful women throughout my work day, throughout the work week, down through the years. I'm just saying, none of them have ever looked like anything close to what Playboy publishes in the pages of their magazine. None of them look like Anna Nicole Smith. Maybe in Schaefer's life. Maybe when you go home, man, it's just one candy loving after another. I don't know. I know you love your wife, and she's way hotter. But see, this is not the real world here. Now, you guys may have yourselves kidded into thinking that this is exactly the way it is in your life, but you know it ain't. So, you know, give it up, Charlie. She ain't the girl next door. Some of the women here, and again, I'm not saying Hugh Hefner is wrong. I'm just telling you, I don't. Some of the women here I think are grotesque. I'm not kidding you. The Dom triplets, they weigh about 90 pounds each. They're three sisters with silicone. There's something real spooky about it. Anyway, I'm not here to bag on the women of Playboy. They're beautiful. They don't resemble any woman that I've ever met, worked with, lived with, or known. However, it's a significant issue because I think it's historically interesting. If you look at these pictures, you're looking at how the models who've been in Playboy have changed over the years from the days when there wasn't any silicone to today when there's a whole lot of it, right? And the styles and the kind of photography that they used, etc. You can tell where these pictures are from. You can tell which model is from the 50s, which ones are from the 60s. I'll give you a name here. Maybe you remember him. I know the mic recognized the name Erica Eleniak. Is she 80s or 90s? She was in Under Siege. But then you go back to Betty Page. You know that's 50s, right? Betty? And Betty is a very modestly built woman wearing a Santa Claus hat, hanging ornaments on the tree. She's number 5. So the list is the number 1 Playboy model of all time, Marilyn Monroe. The number 2 Playboy model of all time, Janet Pilgrim. Number two, Playboy model of all time, Janet Pilgrim. Number three, Jane Mansfield. Number four, Pamela Anderson. Number five, Betty Page. See, some of these you've heard of, right? Jane Mansfield, Marilyn Monroe, Pamela Anderson. Janet Pilgrim, Betty Page. Okay, that was number five. Number six, Candy Loving. Looks like probably circa 1960s, maybe early 70s, this picture. Number seven, Jenny McCarthy. Right out of the 90s. Number eight, Dorothy Stratton. She was early 1980s, 80, 81, 79. Number nine, Donna Michelle. She looks to be maybe 70s, I don't know, 60s. And number 10, Cynthia Myers, strictly 1960s because of the hairdo. It looks like a kind of a bouffant thing. And what we did is took the people that were waiting on hold and grabbed one of them off the line. We asked basically any of the guys that were hanging on hold if they read Playboy. We got one guy who does read Playboy and has seen this issue, Mike. We're going to talk to the guy. His name's Dave. Dave, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing real good, Phil. I like listening to your show a lot. And I wanted to say, every night when I'm driving home, you know, I got you on the radio.
Thank you, Dave. Now, do you read Playboy?
I do read Playboy.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
20? So how long have you been reading Playboy?
Well, I guess, for a few years.
Because I think that most American men start reading Playboy, what, about 13 or 14?
I guess for me, probably a little bit, maybe like a year younger than that. You know,
like 12?
Yeah, I think the first time I started to read Playboy was about 12 years old, yeah.
All right. Did you see Mike asked you if you saw this issue.
I did. I saw it. It's very interesting. I think they're all beautiful women.
Okay, I wanted to ask you a question, Dave. By the way, are you Hispanic or Mexican?
what do you say that?
I don't know. You got a little bit of an accent. Are you Hispanic?
I am. I'm Mexican-American.
Okay. First of all, I want to ask you, do you agree that Marilyn Monroe is the number one most beautiful Playboy model of all time?
No, I don't. I told the guy who answered the phone that I think that she's not. I think that Pamela Anderson is number one.
You thought Pamela Anderson was number one, and who did you think was number two?
I thought Jenny McCarthy's number two, you know. I don't think that Marilyn Monroe and Janet Mansfield or whoever she is, you know, are near as good-looking.
All right, Jane Mansfield and Marilyn Monroe are older older models. They're both of them deceased. They were probably at their most beautiful or sexually alluring in the 50s when they were in their mid to late 30s. And both of them died very, very young. Do you know who Jane Mansfield is?
No, I do not.
You know who Marilyn Monroe is?
Yes, I know who Marilyn Monroe is, but I've not heard of Jane Mansfield.
You know who Janet Pilgrim is?
No, I don't know who that is.
All right, so but Mike asked you who you thought the hottest one was. You said Pamela Anderson.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Why?
Well, I just think she's hotter than Marilyn Monroe. You know, I mean, Marilyn Monroe, I think, first of all, you have to look at how young people are going to be influenced. And Marilyn Monroe, died of a drug overdose, you know, so right there, I don't think that's a good influence on young people. Number two, I think that, the lady that you mentioned, I can't remember.
Jane Mansfield?
Yeah, I heard that she was in an automobile accident or something like that. I mean, both of them came to a pretty bad end, but Pamela Anderson and Jenny McCarthy, they are probably the finest looking women that Playboy has ever had in their magazines without question, I mean, they're just,
What do you like about them?
I think they're beautiful, they're built nice,
You know, one thing, I want to ask you this, Dave, before we go to a break. I want to keep on the line here. I'm looking at this list of the top 100 models in Playboy's history, and you got to go all the way to number 37 before you find a black one or a Hispanic one. I'm pretty sure. Number 38 is Karen Velez, but I'm trying to see if there's any Hispanic women up above number 37 on this list. And I don't see any. They're all like Pilgrim and Anderson and Mansfield and names like that. What do you think of that?
Well, that doesn't bother me.
Why not?
Well, I mean, I know that someday I'm going to marry a Latin woman, I mean, because I'm Hispanic myself, and I know someday I will marry a Hispanic woman. because I want a Hispanic woman to be the mother of my children, you know, but I've had white girlfriends, I mean, ever since I started to date, you know.
And you go out with white chicks?
Well, yeah, I mean, I go out with Anglo chicks, you know, ever since I was like 14, you know. But I will marry a Hispanic woman, but I mean, white women, you know, everybody knows they're...
Everybody knows what?
Well, everybody knows that they're the most... I mean, I don't want to get in any trouble or anything. That
everybody knows what? What? Go ahead.
Well, everybody knows they're the most, you know, I guess, you know, the most beautiful or...
So the Hispanic women are not the most beautiful...
Look, I feel I don't want to get into no trouble, you know...
All right, hold on here for just a second. I'm not going to get you in any trouble there, Dave. I just wanted to get your opinion here. Okay, that's Dave. He's in Monterey Park tonight. We're talking about the top 100 models in the history of Playboy magazine. They're published this month in a special collector's edition of Playboy. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Show at 1-800-449-8686. Playboy magazine with the top 100 of their playmates of the century. Although the magazine didn't start publishing until the early 1950s, here's a Playboy reader on the line, Dave. And you've got, you said to me, Dave, even though you're Hispanic, right?
Yes, sir.
That you like the white women?
Well, I don't know if you know if that's the right way to say it. You know, I mean, I think that
because I'm looking at the top models here. You got to go all the way down to number 36 to find a black woman or a Hispanic woman on this Playboy list.
Well, you know, I think you're making like a big deal out of it. You know,
no, but I mean, I'm just curious. Aren't there beautiful Latin women?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm gonna be like I said. I will marry a Latin woman someday. You know, but.
For dating purposes, what? You're only going out with white chicks?
I go out with Anglo chicks, yeah. You know, I mean...
And to see, when you're looking at the Playboy list, the top most beautiful women of the last 50 years or whatever, the most beautiful models, all being white women, that makes sense. There's no black women here either.
Well, I think you have to understand something. The guys that buy Playboy, first of all, you have to understand that Hugh Hefner, you know, is... He made multi-million dollars knowing what guys like, you know. And the guys that buy Playboy magazine, they want to see, I know that I like to see a beautiful blonde women. I know the black guys love the white meat, you know, and white guys, they like the white women, obviously, you know. So, I mean, you have to understand that Hefner has made...
Yeah, but what about, let's talk about some, all right, I got to take a phone call here. I want to get into the idea of why you're saying that only white women... are the most, but are the most beautiful ones. Here is your Belinda on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah. Hey.
Yes.
I just want to comment on. I don't read Playboy. I haven't seen much of it, but the comment that this guy made about Mexican or Latin women not being as beautiful as white women, or he thinks white women are more beautiful, are the most beautiful women. Basically, I just wanted to say, Latin women. There is many different reasons why they're more beautiful than white women.
Yeah, but I mean, you have to look at Hef, you know, when he made the magazine.
Yeah, well, I just turned it on. I just heard you say something about.
Well, we're looking at Playboy magazine. Playboy magazine,
yeah,
has their top 100 models from the last 50 years, and the top 30 of them are all white.
Right, but the reason for that, you know, is that Hef, you know, he made his magazine because he knows what guys like to see. Okay.
Well, I think guys like to see. First of all, just the color of white skin doesn't even look nice.
Well, how come Hefner put like number one is Marilyn Monroe, number two, you know, is like some, I don't know, Janet Pilgrim. I don't know who she is, but.
Were those his picks?
What's that?
Are those his picks?
That's what the Marilyn Monroe, man. You're telling me she's not beautiful? Come on, man. And what about?
Well, she's all right, but she's, you know, nothing special.
How about Pamela Anderson? You know, or Jenny
McCarthy?
Yeah,
but she's all fake though.
Well,
not even real.
But Hefner, these are the ones that Hefner picked out. You know.
All right, Hefner picked them out.
That might just be his preference.
Well, I think.
But
that,
if you talk, I mean, take Selma Hayek, for instance.
Yeah, well, I don't think she's that good looking at all, man. I mean,
Selma Hayek. Oh man.
She's got like her nose is too big, you know.
Have you seen that movie that Quentin Tarantino made?
No.
About the vampires?
Dusk Till Dawn?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, man, I saw that. I thought this was her nose. I don't know. I don't think she's as good as...
Selma Hayek's beautiful.
Yeah, but not as good as, like, Jenny McCarthy, man.
Oh, she's 100. Jenny McCarthy ain't nothing. Oh. But just because she has blonde hair and white skin?
She's got a good-looking pair of, you know, her boobs are nice, you know, everything.
Yeah, but she's fake, too, isn't she?
I don't know, man. If you look at the pictures
if you're talking
Playboy magazine, man, it looks to me like she's real. I don't know, you know.
All right, well, you guys are, it's a matter of taste, and it's an interesting question, you know, but I'm simply asking the question, you got to go all the way down to number 37 before you find any woman of color or any woman of Hispanic origin or black. Number 37 is the first black model here. The rest of them are all, and basically all blonde chicks, too. Thanks for your call, sir. Anaheim on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. Yeah, this is Nicole, and I'm calling from Anaheim, of course.
Yes, ma'am.
First thing I wanted to say was the reason why you guys got it all wrong, the reason why Hispanic women are not in Playboy, there's a couple reasons. But the first reason is that Hispanic women do not believe they're Catholic, number one. They're not going to go in Anglo-Saxon, mainly Anglo-Saxon paper and spread eagle because that is against
the
Catholic
women. Get out of here.
I'm telling you,
These are good-looking women, you know?
All white women are great-looking, take off their makeup. And you'll see true beauty under the makeup.
Well, wait a second.
They've had years of liberation. Hispanic women are just getting to that point. But believe me, we're catching up.
Let me ask a question of Dave here. What about?
If you take a look at me, I've got 40 double D's, and they're real.
Yep.
And I've
got a gorgeous face. Why come you don't put it out?
I'm an artist.
Why don't you lay it out there for Hugh Hefner and the magazine?
Because I show it to the man I love, and the man I love is white.
All right, I want to ask a question.
He's a white man.
Hold on, hold on.
I prefer white men. I do not.
All right, ma'am, hold on. I want to ask a question. Hold on. Now, I want to ask Dave. Let's mention Selma Hayek. Let's mention Jennifer Lopez. What?
Jennifer Lopez, man, her ass is way too big. I mean, everybody knows
you
that.
You couldn't get her. That's why. You couldn't get her. Tell the truth.
Hey,
you couldn't get her.
Tell the truth. Hugh Hefner would not put her in his magazine.
You can't get her.
Hugh Hefner would not even give her the time of day.
Hugh Hefner dates brunettes.
Hugh Hefner, but
he's... before he screws blondes, but his real true loves are brunettes. Get real. Most beautiful women in the world were all the true beautiful women are brunettes.
You know what?
Not the fakies.
It's going to be a long time. It's going to be a long time before Hugh Hefner puts Jennifer Lopez big ass in his magazine.
She doesn't want to go in there.
But
why would she want to go in there?
Well, I want to ask you, Dave. You said you're going to marry.
I've been around myself.
Dave, you said that.
I've had opportunities you have no idea of.
Oh, right.
You know what? There's a thing called morals.
If you had the opportunities, how come there is no Mexican women, or like Mr. Henry was saying, of the top 30? It's because they're not.
Because it's their loss.
No.
It's absolutely their loss.
Guys want to see white chicks.
You know what? They want to see them for the moment. But you know what? Like I said, you take off their makeup. Believe me, I have white girlfriends, no offense, but it's a whole different ball game, and they cannot make love the way a Hispanic woman could, and you know that, Phil Henry.
I do. I do? Okay, listen, thank you for calling, whoever you are.
And I'll tell you what.
Okay, great. I've got to go now.
Well, what's she talking about, Mr. Henry?
I don't know who she is. This is Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686.
Bonjour et merci de rouler du bien rien de Phil Henry. Nous contrôlons une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Ce soir, le vol comportera Poodle. Je devrais mentionner Zubi American.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is one of those bits. I hate doing these, but occasionally Mike and I find ourselves trapped into them anyway, where we kind of have to bring the audience up to speed on what the hell it is we're talking about. We are talking about Playboy magazine. We don't have to bring up to speed on that, but maybe we have to bring up to speed with the fact that they have a collector's edition out this month. The top 100 playmates of the last century. And if you don't know what a playmate is, that's the woman that spreads, poses nude in the magazine. We have just one of the listeners that we picked at random before we went on the air, Dave. He's from East Los Angeles, or actually Monterey Park is on the line with us. I asked him how it is that there are no black women, no black playmates in the top 30. And he says it's basically because Hef knows guys. And you mentioned that Hefner knows what men like, and men like white women. Is that it?
Well, you know, I think it's an uncomfortable position for me to be in. You know, like I said, I wanted to say that to the other lady, you know, I'm going to marry a Latin woman. I'm Hispanic myself, okay? And I know that my wife, she will be Hispanic because I believe in familia and I believe in, I believe in my family. I believe in my neighborhood. But, I mean, come on, you know, when it comes to, you know, just like, you know, doing the do, you know, I mean, like white woman. And black guys, they love the white meat. A white man loves his white meat. And
black guys love the white meat. White men love their white meat. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah.
And you say that Hefner knows.
Well, yeah, Hef built a multi-billion-dollar mansion. He's got, like, jets. He's got, like, cars, you know, that are, like, run on ethanol and electricity. He didn't do that not knowing what men like. He did it knowing what men want. And men want, like, a lot of the blonde-haired women.
Interesting. 1-800-449-8686, Belmont on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Belmont, hello?
Yeah, I'm
yes,
here.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on the Latino fella's comment. I think that Hefner knows what Hefner likes, and a lot of men, myself included, like to see beautiful women nude, whether it's black, white, Hispanic, or whatever.
Yeah, but you like to see what Hefner puts in his magazine, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, man. That's
but
what
at
I'm
the same
saying.
Time, I like to see beautiful black women, beautiful Latino women also.
Yeah, but you
I
know
think
that Hef knows what we want. Hef knows.
Is that what you want, is a white woman?
Well, hey, man, you buy a Playboy magazine same as I do, you know. I mean, what are you telling me? You know
is
what
that
I'm
all you buy it for, is just the pictures, or do you read the articles?
Well, I check out the women for sure, you know. I ain't saying that I don't like, you know, Hispanic women because, like I said, someday I want to marry one. But you got to admit, for just straight on, fine, you know, white chicks are good, you know.
Evidently, you hadn't been
May I ask the
out
caller,
of L.A.
Can I ask the gentleman, are you black, sir?
Yes, I am.
You're African-American?
Yes.
Now, I will say, as a white man, that in my life I dated and had long relationships with black women. I've always found them to be very beautiful.
Yeah, but that's because you white guys like black women because you think they're all sexed and everything like that. You know,
now, wait.
Woman?
Hold on for a second.
What? What'd you say?
Have you ever dated a black woman?
Someday, like I said, I may marry a black woman, you know, or a Hispanic woman. But right now...
Have you ever dated a black woman?
No, man, no. I'm not...
Well, then how can you make the, you know, statement that...
Because I want some kicks. I mean, I'm looking to have some fun.
Well, what are you talking about?
You can't, like, black women and Hispanic women, man, they're all, like, tied to their mama's apron strings, you know? They're all, like...
They're like, what? What are you telling me that white women are looser?
Everybody knows that.
Everybody
knows. I agree with that.
I'm sorry?
I have to disagree with that. There are women that are loose, black, white, Hispanic, whatever color.
Yeah,
and there are women, just like the white women that you say black women are tied to their mother's strings, there are white women that are the same way.
Yeah, but you know, man, come on, be honest, man. You know,
have you ever been to the South?
Have I been to the South? No, man.
Yeah.
South California, man, that's about as
no,
south
you
as
need, you
got.
Need to come further south, United States.
No, man, what do I want to go down there for?
You can see some beautiful women other than beautiful white women.
Hey, they got all kinds of women out here, too, you know. But all I'm saying is, when it comes time for me to settle down, then I'll get myself a black woman or a Hispanic woman. But until then, I want to have some laughs, man.
And you're saying that white women are looser than black women and Hispanic women?
Everybody knows that, man. That's not no secret.
Well, I've never heard it put quite that way. Thank you, sir, for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449. I want you to be very clear because you've got to...
Look. Hugh Hefner has his magazine, his Playboy magazine, all the models that he has, basically they're all white chicks, they're all looking fine, you know, and everything like that. And because he knows the men want to see that, and not only that, but the white women are the ones that, I mean, the first time that I ever done it, I did it with a white chick, because the black ones and the Hispanic ones would not put out. And
it's okay, so now we're getting down to it. So the white girls are the ones that put out. And
well, you heard that one sister called up, she said, you know, hey, we don't spread. And
this is interesting. They're beautiful, you like them, and they also put out, right?
Well, I don't want to, if I'm insulting you because you're white.
No, you're not insulting me because I'm white. I want to get to the bottom of this. You're telling me that you and all other men and...
What are you asking me for, man? You're a man. Don't you like white women?
Yes, I'm married to a white woman, okay? But I'm asking you, as a young single man who reads Playboy, don't you notice that there are no black or Hispanic women here, and you're saying it's because most guys don't want to see them nude. They want to see the white chicks.
Yeah, you got it, man. They want to see the white meat. You got it. You got it. Good for you. Ding, ding. Hey, man.
Okay, you don't have to be sarcastic. I mean...
Well, you know, I'm trying to show you the way, man.
All right, here is... Show me the way. Here's Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, I had a comment for the man who thinks that all white women are easy and that the reason why all the Playboy people are white is because everybody wants to see the white women.
Right.
I think that's kind of a misconception. There's been quite a few playmates that have been Asian and black and Hispanic, and I also think that one of the reasons why the majority of that top 30 of Playboy models over the past, you know, over the history of the magazine, I think the reason why a lot of that's white is because it's only been recently that, like, the public conception of what is beautiful, you know, has sort of shifted a little bit to include
more people.
Get out
of here, man. The reason why the top ones are white is because that's what's beautiful, like, to most men anyway. And Hef knows, you know?
Well, I mean, Hef...
Don't you think that Hef knows that?
I think that Hef is a product, you know, I think Hef started the magazine in the 1950s, and whenever he started the magazine, you know, what people thought was beautiful was a lot different, you know?
Well, look, we're looking at women here. Marilyn Monroe is 1950s, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Jane Mansfield is 50s, but now you got Pamela Anderson. She's definitely contemporary.
Well, yeah, but Pamela Anderson's probably one of the, you know, one of the
Jenny
more
McCarthy,
high profile.
Jenny McCarthy, definitely contemporary.
Another high profile.
Dorothy Stratton, you know, within the last 20 years. I mean, we're not talking about... you know, if the public perception of beauty has changed, then why don't they have some of the black and the Native American or you know, Asian Pacific models that they had over the last 20 years? Why don't they have them in the top 10?
Well, I mean,
I don't give the answer, man, because Hef knows what's beautiful and them chicks is not, you know?
Well, if you look at the race of most of the Playboy bunnies, you know, the Playmate of the Month, that's like one every month for, you know, ever since the 1950s
right.
to the present. There's going to be a lot more
white women
than there are women of color who are, like, even in that
pool. Okay,
all right,
thanks for your call. The guy's not making any sense at all. Here's what I'm asking you. You're not offended at all. You said you're going to marry a Hispanic woman, right?
That's right.
And you're not offended at all that none of them are not they're in the top 30?
I don't care, man. I mean, I'm not going to love you. You think I want to see my sister there in Playboy or something? Look, you have to understand something. Hefner is about, like, he made multi-million dollars because he knows what guys like. He knows what guys want to see in his magazine, okay? You got to understand, man. He knows. Like, and plus, he's had practical experience with women, too, you know? Are you familiar with the fact that Hefner, you know, had a stroke?
I know he had a stroke, yeah.
He had a stroke after he was, like, doing, like, 30 chicks inside of 1 hour. That's what this guy, he knows, man.
He didn't have a stroke because he was doing 30 chicks in an hour.
That's what a guy that I know who used to work over there said, that's what happened. He said that Hefner was like having like 30, 35 chicks in a half hour and finally just gave him a stroke because he was too old, you know. Otherwise, like 20, 30 years ago, he would have been able to do it good. But since he's like, I don't know, he's like 80 or something now, man, you know, he's getting it on with like 30 chicks. All of a sudden, he's like, oh, God, you know, I'm going to die or something, you know. Otherwise, he'd know, you know. I mean, that's Hugh Hefner, and he made million dollars on his magazine and everything the guys like to see, you know. So,
all right, so as far as you're concerned, is, well, you're going to date the white girls, you're going to marry the Latin ones.
Sure, that's what I'm going to do. I mean, I can't bring a white girl home to my mom, you know, and say, hey, I'm going to marry her, because she knows what that's all about. I can go home.
Because your mother knows that she's going to be a slut.
Excuse me?
Because your mother knows a white chick's going to be a slut.
Cool, I mean, yeah.
Okay, great. Santa Maria on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Good, good. You know, I kind of agree with, what's his name from L.A.? Hello?
We're right here.
Yeah, I kind of agree with him, you know, as far as the white women, they're more marketable to Hugh than I would say Asian or Mexican or anything like that. But here's the thing, I think there's a shift that's going on in marketability, because you're seeing the Latinos get better as far as being marketable. But
like to get better looking, you know?
What's that?
They like to get it better looking.
Exactly. Well, not just
right.
better looking, more marketable. You know, the
what do you mean more marketable?
More marketable, in other words, you can put them up there, you can dress them. They're very pleasing to the eye.
Well, they always were pleasing to the eye. They're always pleasing to the eye.
All women are pleasing to the eye.
So what do you mean more? So all of a sudden they decided they figured out how to dress a Hispanic woman?
Man, listen to him. He knows what he's talking about.
You know, here's the thing: is if you can sell something, they're going to put it out there. Hugh knows
right,
that if you can put a white woman out there, and there's going to be a million readers wanting that white woman, he's going to put him out there.
there are going to be more guys that want a white woman than
right.
there is going to be
other
guys.
I kind of agree with that, but then
right,
if the shift changes and there's getting, and they want a million, you know, a million readers want a Latina up there, they're going to put a Latina up there.
Well, when do you think that shift is going to take place, when there's more Latin women?
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's already happening.
Yeah.
You take a look at the population of America, growing.
If you think we're going to hang our hat on Jennifer Lopez, give it up, man.
Well, I don't know about Jennifer Lopez.
Right,
you're
you know,
just naming one. You know,
well,
you said you didn't like Salma Hayek. You said Salma Hayek was ugly.
Like, her
I
nose is big, man.
But you know what? She's becoming very marketable. You see her in more movies.
I'll tell you one who is
really
good-looking.
You're starting to see a lot of Latinos and Latinas going to the more marketability.
I'll tell you one who's good-looking is Christina Aguilera, man. I think she is.
Christina Aguilera, she's very good-looking. She's also Latina.
But that's also because she has blonde hair, too,
well,
you know?
That's true, too. She might be naturally blonde. You look at Cameron Diaz. She went for that brunette look. To me,
right,
she looks more pleasing as a brunette than a blonde.
Hey, you know who's lighting it up is, though? Jennifer Lopez putting some cream in her coffee now, man.
She is.
Cause I seen, yeah, that's
you
what
know,
I'm talking about.
But here's
putting
the thing,
some cream
you know,
in her coffee.
I'm married. I'm married to a Mexican gal, you know, but I've been out. I've gone
right.
out with white. Before I got married, I went out with white women. I went out with
not me, man.
Black women.
I
went out with Mexicans. I went out with Indians. I went out with Asians. I mean, you just got to get your game, and that's it, to go out with whoever you
it's
want.
It's all pink on the inside,
I know women
man,
are,
you know,
are about the same.
All
They're
pink
all,
on the inside.
Yeah, we've heard that.
No, it's all pink on the inside.
We've heard it, man. Get out of here.
You know, and you
right.
know, I think I disagree with you as far as white women being easy. I think they're all the same.
All right, thanks for your call. Got to take a break. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And on the line here is Dave, and he's a Playboy magazine. How old are you, Dave?
I'm 20 years old.
So you're pretty young, and you've been reading Playboy for, like, what, the last 6 years?
Oh, yeah, you know, since I was in high school.
And you think the reason why there's so many white chicks who are in Playboy and the reason why there's so many of them who are the models of the last 50 years is because Hef knows what guys like.
Yeah, that's right, man. I mean, read it and weep, you know. There's not a lot of Latin women in there because, you know, they're not making the cut, you know. I mean,
they don't make the cut.
No, they don't make the cut.
Are they as pretty as white women?
I don't know. You know, it's like a toss-up.
Well, how do you mean it's a toss-up? I mean, we mentioned Selma Hayek. We mentioned, you know, Christina Aguilera. We mentioned Maria Conchita Alonso.
God, what's she, man? She's like 40. You know.
No, but I mean, she's beautiful. Just off the top of my head, I'm trying to think of women. Okay?
Yeah, they just don't. When it comes to, like, being in Playboy magazine, though, you got to have, like, you got to raise the bar, you know? You got to raise the bar, man. It's just like it's a whole different ball game.
All right, Asheville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to find out why he thinks that we're a lot looser than like Hispanics, Latinos, whatever.
What? What'd you say?
I just wanted to find out how he thinks that white women are a lot looser and can be dressed up like dolls or whatever as far as Latinos and Mexicans go.
Well, I mean, you know, think about it, man. Hello?
Yeah.
I just answered you, man. I said, think about it.
I don't see how you said everybody knows that. Everybody don't know that.
All the guys I know it.
Do you know any white guys?
Yeah, man. They all know it, you know.
Just personal experience, is that what you're saying?
Right, personal experience. Come on, man. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, put down white women or nothing, but everybody knows, you know, if you want to...
What?
Want to tap in, man, you know. Want to get it going, man. You know, got to get hooked up, you know. Go for the white girl.
So you're going to go out and you're going to find all these white girls to date and be with, but when it comes time to settle down, you're going to find a Hispanic or Latino, whatever, right?
Yeah, that pretty much, yeah, you know. I mean, you don't want me to marry one, do you? I mean, come on.
Well, if you like them so much, why not?
Well, because, you know, it's like my mother wouldn't want it. You know.
In other words, it would be a disgrace to your home?
Well, kind of.
Man. You know what? For one thing, you ought to untie yourself from your mama's purse strings, don't you think?
Hey, wait a minute. Don't talk about my mama, you know.
No, but I mean, if you're worried so much about what your mother thinks, maybe you ought to start worrying about what you think. Santa Rosa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Donna.
Hi.
Hi. Good evening. I've been listening to your show and just busy reorganizing my home, and I thought, let me have the radio on. And I can't believe
reorganizing your home? What are you doing?
Pardon me?
What are you reorganizing?
Oh, redecorating, painting, and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah? Is it flood damage or something? Or
no.
Earthquake damage?
Pardon me?
Is it like earthquake damage or
who
something?
Who am I speaking
like...
with, please?
Oh, my name is Dave. I'm a Mexican guy.
Oh, I don't care to speak to you. I want to speak to the host of the show.
This is Phil Henry, ma'am.
Okay, I don't care to speak to these young men. I can't believe you interviewed these 20-year-olds who are homeowners.
Is she allowed to do that, to just blow me off like that?
Well, why don't you want to talk to him?
You're at home,
because,
you like to paint your house and everything.
I cannot believe you have entertained the world with this 20-year-old baby with his opinions for this long.
Well, he's talking about Playboy. I mean, the guys that buy Playboy are certainly
at 20,
young.
He probably wouldn't even know
how
to satisfy a real woman. He doesn't have a clue about the world.
No, I'm just talking
and you're
about...
giving him this airtime is like he's getting off and just getting some... airtime with his buddies.
He's all pissed. She's pissed off because I think that white women are beautiful or something. Aren't you white?
Hey, wait a minute. I'm a white woman.
Well, then what are you up to?
I'm beautiful.
I'm saying
that's not it.
I'm saying that you are good looking, you know?
I think people are beautiful. I'm not pissed off. I'm pissed off because you can barely speak the English language. You're taking up time in our airways.
What are you talking about, lady?
You're a 20-year-old. You're a 20-year-old who only thinks with his lower half of his body right now.
Right now,
you have no idea what real women are like.
Saying that white women put out, I like that about them, you know? You know, that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to discuss your sex life with you. That's not what I called for. I called because I can't
believe you know what you're talking about?
Entertaining you with these airwaves for this long. And I wanted to talk to the host, not to you.
Well, no, you're going to have to talk to me because, like...
I don't have to talk
to
you.
Yeah, you do. In my culture, that's the way it goes. You have to speak to the man and speak to him with respect. Oh, she hung up. I'm so pissed now, man. I've never had a white woman hang up on me like that.
Well, I mean, she was terribly upset.
God damn, man, that really pisses me off.
Well, she was very upset. Here's Philadelphia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yeah,
yes, sir.
I just turned Patricia, and I had to join in on this conversation. First of all, I'm a black man.
All right.
Let me say this. I don't know where you get this thing from that the reason why the Playboy has all white women in it because that's what all men of color want.
Well, come on, man. You know it's true.
No, not. I don't know what men you've been hanging around with, but not with this man. I love black women. As a matter of fact, I've never dated a white woman in my life. I love black and Latino women, women of color.
Two of my friends are like black guys, and they both love their white meat, man.
Well, not me. Not this black man.
I
like black women, beautiful black women, and I will date Latino women. I love the way that I think that women of color have it all over white women. I don't know what.
So you're a proud man, and you think that black women are beautiful.
Absolutely. I mean, I love.
Hey, Mr. Henry, you're a white guy, man, and you were dating some black
people. I'll tell you who the most beautiful woman is on television right now is Lisa Nicole Carson.
She's very lovely. She's very lovely. I've got to move on here. Green Bay, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi,
yes.
Who's this Latina guy?
My name's Dave.
Watch your language. You've got to watch the T word thing there.
I'm sorry.
Hey, what are you talking about, baby? I said I love white chicks. Are you in Green Bay, Wisconsin?
You love white chicks and then you dump them. You're calling me a slut.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
you white?
You are.
Are you white? You're from Wisconsin. You've got to be white.
Yeah,
you
I'm
white.
You're
whiter than white up there, man. And I bet you girls up there are corn-fed, too.
What are you talking about?
I bet you are corn-fed and everything.
There is a lot of Mexicans up here that respect white girls. I don't know where you are coming from.
I respect you. I love you.
A lot of people up here respect us. My mother told me that I can go out with a Latina guy as long as he respects me. There is tons of Latina guys out here.
Do you work on the, do you work on the ground crew at Lambeau Field?
They marry white girls up here.
Phil Henry Show.